Everyone, that was Chinese Zodiac. And now, a very, I'm not going to sit down for this, I'm going to stand up for this, because the man's a legend, he deserves it. Very, very quick formal intro. Hello, pod. Welcome to this very, very special edition of the Empire Podcast, recorded here at the Prince Charles Cinema in London. Tonight's guest needs no introduction. He's one of the greatest action heroes of all time. He is a legend. He is Jackie Chan! One microphone.
Thank you. Sit down. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amazing. Jackie, welcome.
Thank you.
Does this happen every
time? You like the movies? Yeah! It's a English version or Chinese version? Chinese version? Really? Oh, I hope you understand. Understand? Good.
Yeah, we had subtitles. We were okay. We were good. Does this happen every time you come to London? People scream your name and cheer and
yeah, I used to.
Pretty much.
Not even in London, around the world.
Around the world, yeah. Indeed. London, Jackie, I know is very special for you because this is a city where you bought your pandas.
Yes.
From Hamleys, is that
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. I start from my panda, uh-huh. But now I've been traveling with me probably around 5 years now.
Wow.
And there's so many famous people, you know. To take the photo with my panda, you know, Beckham and Clinton and Prince of Norway. So many people. I have 1,000 pictures.
Wow, amazing. Are they here tonight? Did you bring them with you?
Where's my panda? In the car.
They're in the car.
Yeah,
they're
resting.
Asleep.
Yeah.
It's very late, very late. The film, this is a labor of love for you, isn't it? How long did you work on Chinese Zodiac? How many years?
Start from Forbidden City, Forbidden Kingdom. Along the way, I'm shooting Forbidden Kingdom and Karate Kid, 1911. The daytime I'm filming, nighttime already writing the script for okay. 7 years. Been the 7 years, people always think Jackie getting old and not doing an action film. But I said, I cannot explain. I said, look, I would approve. 7 years later, I make 12 Zodiac. Yes, I'm getting old, but oh, but I still can move. I want to show the audience. Yeah.
And boy, can you move. You can move. 60 years old, this gentleman is amazing.
Am I 60?
60.
Don't mention it. Every time you mention, I remember. Oh.
It's good.
Yeah, it is good. It feels good.
You know, you can do things. You could kill me with this bottle of water. Don't kill me with a bottle of water, but you could if you so wanted to. In a way, was this your last film doing all your own stunts?
Is that no, the people always misunderstand. When I in Cannes Film Festival, I was doing an interview. Probably my English not clear enough. Mm-hmm. That's my last big action movie. This is my last big action movie. But when I speak that, probably that's my last big action movie. Then next day, Jackie Chan, the last action film. It's not, I have to explain for 2 years, whatever. I go, are you going to retire? No. Big action movie. I just finished a movie with John Cusa and Andrew Brody in Arkansas in yes. Dunhuang Desert. Right after finish, I'm go to Beijing for one day, then yesterday arrive in London. Still doing action movie. Of course not. Don't worry. Because I always think, you know, doing an action movie and comedy, the audience always say, wow, it's fun movie or fun action. If I'm doing a love story. I don't think the audience go out of theater. Wow, that's a good kissing scene. Wow. So this is why I still like love action movie. But I'm waiting the director, the big director from America or UK, around the world, invite me to do a love story.
Yeah.
Yes, I love to doing a love story, yeah.
Who wants to see a Jackie Chan love story?
Thank you.
Directed by Steven Spielberg, Jackie, maybe? Or who would you want to work with? Which American director would you want?
yeah. Special like James Cameron, Spielberg, Lucas. So many.
Bring them together, make a love story. We will watch that in a heartbeat. James Cameron, you mentioned there. You're friends with James Cameron, aren't you?
Yes.
You visited the set of Avatar.
I visited Avatar. I visited his office. He promised me Avatar 2 or 3. I was one of them. I said, yes. Anytime you call me, I stop my job, fly to U.S. So after makeup, probably nobody know who I am.
This has to happen. When it comes to coming up with action sequences, I think everyone here loved the fight on the sofa in Chinese Zodiac. Amazing
Thank you.
Fight sequence.
I hope you, after you see the movie, there's so many message inside I want to speak. And I hope the audience, beside there's entertainment, there's so many message inside. Mm. Because when I direct myself, I write my own script. I see what's going on in the whole world. Right now, the world is messed, you know, fight. I like peace.
Yeah.
And so that's why, and also in internet, I see all the young children bully. 10 young children bully one young boy, 5 young girl bully one young girl. So this why in any chance in the movie, you can tell when the bad guy telling the bad guy, come on, hit Jackie. No, too many people to beat one people. That's a coward. Mm. That's a real fight. I want to, in my movie, every chance to speak out, to let the young children know, when one day probably they want to bully one, Jackie said, that's a coward. I hope I can do something. Like after the Zodiac, last year, Gucci family donate 2 bronze head to China government.
Wow.
Yeah, amazing. Do you know that news? Yeah, so I'm so happy I can do something for my country, I do something for the world, do something for the children. Mm-hmm. Today, when I'm making a movie, I have to think about this movie, what kind of message I want to bring. It's not like an old day young master or drunken master. Audience, they like to see, okay, I'm drunk. They like to see, okay, I'm drunk. And I'm telling people, drinking, fighting. By the time when I'm growing up, then I realized I speak out the wrong message.
Yeah.
I should correct myself. So this is why I make Drunken Master 2. Don't drink, don't fight. I correct myself because there's so, I learned so many things from you, from the fans, from the media. And I have to correct myself. I'm not God. I make mistake so many times. So I have to learn so many things. I learn, I have to speak out. I hope to, I learn from you, I can teach the young children. That's, so every time, like the last movie, the Dragon Blade I just made, is about peace. Mm. How important is the peace? When the war going on, even the Roman, not today, the Roman behind the knife, it's so painful. You see, I'm on the set. I was see all you know, pretend getting hurt. The you know, when I get ready, suddenly quiet on the set, and that moment I see 1,000 people, you know, lay on there with all the blood, even Faye. You can tell how in the old day, when they really get hurt, how tough it is. Nobody care about them. They just run away, right? Because everybody want to survive. How can they carry you? And 52 degrees in the desert, and 3 horse already die, and people fainted. It's so difficult. So this is why the last movie I made is called Dragon Blade. I hope probably next year I can see it. Trust me, it's a really, really good movie. Yeah, with a two great American actors, you know, Andrew Brody and John Cusack, they're so good, yeah.
So in the past, have you turned down movies because they're too violent? Or because you don't like the message of the character or the movie itself?
In the old day, I don't have a choice. I have to live for living. You know, you give me money, I have to do it. And whatever you tell me to do, do it. Just like old day, I know I'm not Bruce Lee. Even the director said, you have to act like a Bruce Lee. It's not me. It's not me. There's only one Bruce Lee. After I get famous, then I turn into Jackie Chan style.
Yeah.
I just want, I'll always tell my students, or I tell all the actor, the young actor, look, be yourself. Don't be a Jackie Chan. There's only one Jackie Chan. There's only one Bruce Lee. And what's your question again?
Have you turned down movies because they're too violent?
Oh, yes, yes. Do you know the movie called Black Rain? Michael Douglas. His office called me. Michael Douglas called me. Wow. I just met him 2-3 months ago in LA. I'm so happy. Wow, Michael Douglas called me. Then he wanted me to be a villain. Then okay. I said, I can. Yeah. I can't. I just cannot do it. All those years, even Stallone a few years ago called me to do the drug dealer. Then I said, Jackie Chan, the drug dealer. Jackie, trust me, it's a good, bad guy. First, you're a drug dealer, but at the end, you turn. I said, no, I'm still drug dealer. No, I can. No, but.
Has Sly called you for the Expendables?
Yes, he did.
What
Expendable 2, Expendable 3, and he just keep calling me. And I really respect Sly, and I thank you, Sly Stallone. He's the first one introduced me to Hollywood. And one day, did you know the story? Some already know. One day, I office get the phone from Stallone, invite me to his premiere, Cliffhanger. I said, Stallone call me? Yes. I said, no, you must be kidding. No, Stallone call you. He wanted to invite you to US. I said, okay. Then by the time I'm waiting in the airport, he sent his secretary, bring the first class ticket, arrive in Hong Kong, send me the ticket, go with me, the poor secretary, and fly back. And I said, then I'm keep thinking, why Stallone suddenly call me? I don't even know him. And give me a ticket, invite me to the premiere. I said, did he use me? No, he more famous than I am in US. Oh, okay. Then I arrive, then go his house, visit his house. He wasn't there. I think they organized the right timing because I really. Then I see the guy, his watch, Jackie, we can go. Then we go to his set. He was making a Damnation Man.
Okay, yeah.
And that time. Yeah. And when I arrived, just the last shot, it's a lunchtime. I think because that he just want to, he don't want me to wait too long in the set.
Sure.
And I see him, the last shot, he carried my hand, walking around the dinner place. There's a whole bunch of guys. Dinner. It's a camp, like a camp. He walking, he just, ladies and gentlemen, Jackie Chan, I see all the stunt guys, everybody standing up, bow. I just said, why? He just carry my, see? I bring you a Jackie Chan. Then I just, because I just don't know how famous I am at that time. I have no idea why everybody know me. Then he carry my hand, walking around past the camp to his motorhome. Then I said, wow, Stallone's motorhome. Wow. You know, in Hong Kong, we're filming, we sit on the street eating. We don't have a motorhome. I said, wow, there's a Stallone's motorhome. Then he got our motorhome, pushed the button. That's a video tip, Jackie, police story. See all your tip. When I run out of the idea, I just watch your film. I said, oh. And he invited me to the Expendable 3. Met him in Hollywood and Peninsula Hotel. I said, Sly, I respect you, but I just don't want to end the movie just like a 5 minute or like a 20 minute. No. Whatever you want, half hour, 1 hour, we can change the script. I said, oh, baloney. Change the script. I said, no. Why don't we just make Stallone and me just one movie? He said, okay, but first you make that movie first. I said, let me think about it. But And that time I was making my own film, Dragon Blade. So yes. I really don't have time.
Okay.
But now, and they're working on the script right now. Sly and me.
Probably
next year, end of next year. Yeah.
Wow, amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Only starring Stallone, Jackie Chan. It's not like Stallone, Jackie Chan, Schwarzenegger, da-da-da-da-da-da. There are too many. I don't want to come out just like a 2 second, a 2 minute.
But Jackie, hang on. Stallone, Jackie Chan? Surely you should be Jackie Chan Stallone, shouldn't it?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter. You, everybody have an idol. Stallone is one of my idols.
Okay.
Yeah. I let him go first. But in Asia, I go first.
And after seeing Stallone on the set of Demolition Man, do you now have motorhomes on your sets? Do you use trailers?
Of course. When you're making a rush hour, everybody same thing. You have a motor. Then I realized, everybody have a motorhome, not just him. Even in China right now, we have a motorhome now.
Okay.
Yeah, slowly we learn from American system now.
Do you prefer that, or do you like the old system where you were, you know, as you said?
Half and half.
Yeah.
Half and half. Sometime in Hollywood, did too much. And sometime in China, too little. Yeah. So when I go back to China, I make Jackie Chan style. Yeah.
Okay.
Jackie Chan style, the man actress or man actor, they have a small motorhome.
Uh-huh.
Small. And now we have like a catering. In the old day, we don't have a catering in China. I think that's a bad. Catering is good. Yeah, so I learned a little bit. But in Hollywood, there are too many, too much. You know, wine, ice cream, 24 hours, and make everybody so fat.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned catering there, Jackie, because before we throw it up to you guys, I've been waiting very patiently by the microphone over there. Jackie received 2 Guinness World Record Awards for his work in Chinese Zodiac. First of all, the most stunts performed by a living actor. Amazing.
Yeah, I'm glad
amazing.
I'm still here. I'm glad I'm still here.
How many? How many stunts is the most stunts?
Too many, all those years. I've been making a film 53 years. I'm glad, sometimes I'm glad myself still alive. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm amazed you're still alive. I mean, you know, famously. And the other one is you hold 15 credits. On this movie, Jackie received the Guinness World Records for the highest number of credits in one movie. Here are the credits, okay? Writer, director, lead actor, producer, executive producer, cinematographer, art director, unit production manager, stunt coordinator, gaffer. Now that's... that's electrician, isn't it, the gaffer?
What they don't know what I want.
Composer.
Yes.
Theme tune vocalist. Props.
Same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stuntman, obviously. And this is my favorite. Catering coordinator.
Yes. Because when you're filming in China, mostly time, the now slowly change. Even Li Bingbing, Fan Bingbing, one of my friends with my set, they immediately go back. No, we want to learn from Jackie Chan. In the old day, in the catering, we just have one pop, that's all. Water, nothing else. And some props, some makeup, they get up like mid of the night, 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. And nothing, they just have a bottle of water. Then I go there, I say, how much money you spend? Not much, then I build my own catering. Then I buy cold water, hot water, and I call all my friends, Coca-Cola. I call water company. They send me a thousand box things. Then I buy a lot of biscuit, everything.
Wow.
No coffee, no milk, 24 hours. Then later on, I opened up, wow. I said, that's a catering, but no wine, no ice cream. Yeah, and I bought a medicine too, you know, vitamin, you know, everything. I just, a lot of things you learn from American things, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's not much money, you know, that you make the whole crew happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An army marches on the stomach, they say, so, yeah, that's
Then every day I have to make sure the catering have everything every day I go, is enough coffee? No, buy it. Is enough tea? No, buy it. Yeah, I'm taking care of the whole film on the set. It's my family.
Yeah.
You know, they've been with me so many years. A new family, old family. I accept a new family. I have to teach them how you make the film. And also, they don't have a rule. The cable just so mess. I have to teach them how you put the cable, how you put the red tape. That's a dangerous area. You put the green tip. You know, the people walk this way. And slowly, I teach the young generation. Yeah, absolutely. What I learned those years, I teach the young generation.
As you can see, we have a lot of people lined up for that microphone to ask you questions, Jackie.
Yes.
So let's take some questions now. Yes, please, you, sir.
First of all, it's an honor to speak to you. How do you keep going? I can barely get out of bed in the morning. You seem to vault out of it and jump down the stairs.
You are absolutely right. And yeah, honestly, I'm not young anymore. I get really, sometimes really, like the last film I just did in the desert, like after knee down to acting, she's acting again. And after she speed, I speed, then cut. About like a cup of tick. I cannot get up anymore. You know, my knee, I just, my knees. You know, sometimes when I get up, the weather change. When I get up, my bed is just, but of course, move a little bit, then okay. I just know how long I can keep going, but I do my best. I love, like I said before, I love action movie. And probably for the next 5 years, when I finish, maybe I turn into drama. Now I'm 60. I believe I still can move another 5 years. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Jackie. My name's Anthony Mumford. Massive fan. Big honor to finally meet you. Quick question. You've worked with obviously a lot of A-list celebrities over the years. If you had a choice, this is living or dead, who would you most like to work with?
Wow. I'm glad I work with Bruce Lee. And lately, really, I really want to work with Steven Spielberg and James Cameron. Yeah, that's two I really, because they're both very talented. Yeah, and of course, there's so many directors out there. These two I really want to work with, yes.
Thank you very much. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jackie. Nice to meet you. My name's Michael. A massive fan, actually. Huge fan of your singing. Pretty random question. My birthday today. Would you mind singing me happy birthday?
You birthday?
It is. I'm 23 today.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Oh, dear. Thank you very much. Okay.
I had a pretty good voice, did I? Yes. When I retire another 5 years, I'll be a singer.
Drama and singing. So anyone else have a birthday? We're done. That's it. One catch all. Okay.
Happy marriage. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody. Done.
And now we're done. Good. Thank you. Yes, please.
Hi. Big time fan from back in the Low Way days and honour to meet you. Welcome to London. Now, a lot of fans that all ask the same question, would you ever do another film with Sammo Hung, Yung Biao, a big classic?
Yes. Suppose last year, Sammo Hung think about the script about the big new Shanghai Tang, and Yung Biao, me and Sammo Hung, but somehow the script doesn't work. And I'm looking forward to with Sammo Hung again because he's one of my Hong Kong Stallone. Yeah, I love him so much. He's my old brother. I respect him. And so Yung Biao too. Yeah.
Okay.
Soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Probably Wilson Mills too. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Leho.
Leho.
No, I'm going to stick with the English, by the way.
Okay.
I'm such a huge fan of. Watched all your films since when I was 8 years old. I've watched Project A from Wheels on Meals. It's fantastic. I just wanted to know what was your most rewarding experience in filmmaking.
Which one?
Most rewarding.
Your most rewarding experience in filmmaking. Most rewarding.
of course, Dragon Blade, you know, we like every day, like 1,000 people on the set and 200 horse. And we get up like 2:30, the first shot, 11 o'clock. And after you do one shot, lunchtime. Then out, in, 4 hours. 4 o'clock, another second shot. You talk all those days, of course, Drunken Master 2, Miracle, Police Story, all very, very tough. Some even I risk my life on the set. And I just don't want to do the stunt pump. I just forget. The too many years. You know, too many. Hard to say which one is my rememberable. You know, I think everyone is my never forget. Yeah, but I really happy what I'm done before. Make sure you watch my movie growing up. I believe one day when you get married, you have baby, you will let your children to see my movie. That's very important. Yeah, yeah, and you can tell when I, in the old day, when I direct, I really think something. Did this movie, can I show my children? If my movie can show my children, I can show around the world children. That's very important. So you can tell 2 hours Zodiac. You can, from Drunken Master to dun 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 dun, slowly I'm change until now. A lot of action, I don't know, probably. There's no blood, everything. And even the bad guy becoming a good guy. Respect people, respect culture. I don't know, just from my age and how I see the world, how I see the people slowly change. Even when I'm making a movie, change. And I'm not young anymore, I cannot do these kind of things. Just natural comedy, script, you know, that's what I'm doing, yeah. Hard to say which one. Lately, Dragon Blade. See you next year.
Glad to say.
Is there a film of yours, though, Jackie, that you like to watch over and over again, perhaps more than the others, or do you even watch your own movies?
I like to watch my own movie again and again. It's Miracle. Miracle, the camera movement. Every time, I can be better. Right. And some Police Story. When you watch this kind of movie, the flashback, so many flashback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tough, you know, to make this kind of movie. Not like this day, you have a special effect and you have a lot of money. We don't have money. Why I risk my life? I don't know. Today, a lot of people pay me a lot of money. I don't want to risk my life. In the old day, no money. I risk my life. I think I just love movie. I love the way, like when I'm hiding there, I see you guys, ha 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 ha, yeah, that makes me happy. Yeah, even I get hurt, yes, that it works. Yeah. You guys make me to continue make movie. I thank you very much.
Yes, please, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, Jackie, big fan. Just a little, me and my stepson's over there, big fans.
Why everybody from young to, how, I'm not that old.
Oh, for life of Kung Fu.
Okay.
Yeah, love it. I was just wondering whether or not it was always, you know, your choice to try and break America. Your early films like Big Brawl, Protector, Cannonball Run really gave you a bit of a cult status in America and the UK, but it wasn't really until Rumble in the Bronx where you really hit big. Was it always a plan that you were going to be break America?
No, I never planned, or even today, it's I let it be. Used to be when I just famous in Asia, I thought I'm the king of the Asia. I should conquer America. So I go to America, I speak no English, then they make a movie. Then nobody go to theater to see me. And the Big Brawl release in the theater empty. I was in front of the theater to see how many people to buy a ticket, nobody. And they just pass away, even they buy a ticket, it's somebody else. And I just very disappointed. I spent 1.5 years, 1 year and 9 months in LA, nothing to do, just study English. Even today, my English is still terrible.
And
of course, better than before. But I just, I said, that's not my market. So I just go back to Hong Kong to make Police Story, Project A, continue to. Rambo in the Bronx is made for Asia, made for myself. It's not for American market. No. Then suddenly, boom, American market open, UK, the whole world. Then you realize, just concentrate what you're doing. Don't think about, I want to conquer this, I want to conquer this. Just do the things you do. One day, the whole world will recognize you. Yeah, you don't have to, yes, I go to America. I go. Even today, I have so many friends to stop the job in China, stop the job in Hong Kong, come to America and sit there for 2 years, nothing to do. He or she is so famous in Asia, but she just want to be a famous in, no, wrong. You just go back to your own country, do the best things you can. The producer, the film, the studio, they can tell who's the best, who they are. They will come to find you. Today, I'm staying in Hong Kong, I'm staying in Beijing. Every day, the director, writer come to China to backing me. Can you receive this? I'm looking. Yeah, not like an old day. Yeah. Just do the best you can. Trust yourself. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Okay, we've only got time for a couple of last questions. So this gentleman here, please. Thank you.
Hi, Jackie.
Yes.
Great to meet you. Been a big fan for years. And I really enjoyed Little Big Soldier. And what's it about? Da Bing.
Da Bing Xiao Jiang.
But the soundtrack, was the soundtrack released for that film? Because I can't find it anywhere.
It's a soundtrack? No, there's no
soundtrack. You don't have a copy on you at all?
No. Listen, my advice, download, free download. Because this day, the soundtrack, nobody buy it.
Yeah, we do, we buy it.
Yeah, Phil too, but 1 million people download. Yeah, how can you release soundtrack?
You ask all these guys how many they will have once
okay.
upon a time in China. Soundtrack.
Now I remember, my manager remember, soundtrack. 很多人想买那个
一条大路有同呀同我家
Yes, I love singing.
But this song is very nice, but it's very difficult to
and
find.
Dragon Blade, that is three song, so good. Yeah, I'm thinking about release the soundtrack too. Dragon Blade, really, really good song.
Jackie,
yeah.
can you give us a one-line preview of one of those songs?
Which one?
Any one from Dragon Blade. Any song you like.
Oh, I
forget
it.
How about Nami Dong Ji Keng?
In the movie, I was drunk. I was drunk to sing the song. It's called In the Silk Road. I was protected Silk Road. I was drunk.
白雪纷飞看那长枪 敢问世界不平乱想
哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒哒 last word really meaningful. I really play the world no more war. 愿世上永无战场. I really hope the whole world no more war going on. So very, very good lyric. Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We've got time for one last quick one. Sorry, sorry.
Okay.
Went well.
Nihoma, you practice, or you're quite experienced in bat-making.
Yes.
How far have you got in the bat-me? And would you do it in any films?
And I was learning a northern style, then southern style, then boxing. Mm-hmm. Boxing and karate, hapkido, taekwondo, and judo, just three months, because I cannot accept the sweat, then Bak Mei. And then learn Bak Mei and Wing Chun a little bit. Then Wing Chun, I think for young guy as me, it's not fast and power enough. You know, you Wing Chun, you just bong, Yeah. But Bak Mei is different. It's more violent. Yeah, for me, because when I was young, I wanted to be a bouncer. And you know, sit in front of the disco, you in, you out. You know? so cool, you know. And Bak Mei is more powerful. So I learned Bak Mei. And of course, I get into film business. Then I realized, and I use all the things. So a lot of people ask me, Jackie, what kind of style you are? I can tell you, my style is jap sui. Everything, just like a fried rice. So in the movie, you can see there are so many styles inside. Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Phenomenal.
Dodger.
Thank you so much. I'm not sure we have time. Do you want to keep going? Yeah, you happy?
Jackie, you, as a kid, you inspired me.
Can you stand the mic?
Sorry. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to show you this.
Whoa!
what was your favorite stunt in this film you just did?
Actually, I didn't really do many stunts. You mean 12 Zodiac?
Yeah.
Rollerblade, even the volcano, you know, I used the pound, 300 pounds to push me to do the tumbling. And I think right now the stunt, very difficult to compare US. They can use a non-human cartoon to do a stunt, but when you look at it, it's like a real. And for me, not young anymore, not like an old day, when I get hurt, really get hurt. Mm. So I always create something like the punching, kicking. How I do it, the punching, kicking different than some other people. Okay, then I use the sofa. And then you look at, wow, that's nothing new. That's the same thing. Same punching and kicking. But just you have a story with action. Just that I learned from an officer and gentleman. In the old day, we fight like a half hour, 45 minutes. The audience just bang, 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 bang. Why you look at me? Bang, 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 bang. Why you look at me again? Bang, 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 bang. And officer and gentleman, the whole movie, there's no action. Suddenly, the actor is called
Richard Gere
come out with a broken arm. Boom! One punch, the whole theater, even myself. I said, wow! Then you realize story with action, the audience more like it. It's not like a no reason to fighting, just the old day, the Chinese film, why you look at me? Fight. Why you look at me again? Fight. The whole movie, 2 hours, you fight like a 1 hour, 45 minutes. Right? These days, I think the story is more important, just like 12 Zodiac. Okay, we fight with a reason, fight with respect. It's not like, boom, you down, bum, 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 bum. No, boom, wait. You okay? Come on, again. I want to show the young kid how respect people, martial art is not like a bully somebody. You can find out the 12 Zodiac, there's so many messages inside. And one secret, probably a lot of people don't know. At the end, did you see the end? Yes. Yes. And the long hair is my wife. Yeah, he come out just 2 seconds. Gung. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have you ever met Richard Gere, by the way? Have you ever told Richard Gere
not
that
yet.
He inspired
not
you?
Yet.
Okay,
not yet.
We'll have to make that happen. I'm so sorry. I don't think we have any more time left. Thank you so much. You've been absolutely amazing.
Thank you, you.
Please stick around afterwards as well. Jackie Chan, everybody.
Really, really. All those years, thank you for supporting me. Because you makes me continue hurting myself, continue doing a stunt. Love you all. Thank you for all the support. Wait for Dragon Bay. Wait for another 5 years. I have more coming. Thank you. Thank you so much. Nothing to say. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you all. Thank you. You come to Hong Kong. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you. Jackie Chan.